Good morning. This past week's daf is Daf Lamed Aleph, the third perek in Maseches Ksubos Eilu Nidres. We're right now learning the sugyas of Kilei Rabbanei. The truth is that the mission itself mentions clearly Kilei Rabbanei, aside from what it alluded to in the mission in the beginning of the parak, as far as the fact that there's a chorus by those arayis mentioned in our Mishnah, Eilunayv Shieshla and Knas. The Mishnah Lamed Vav, which is the counterpart of our Mishnah, in the Sefer of the Mishnah Lamed Vav, speaks that clearly that those arayis which have a Mises bed, then is Eilunayv Knas, Neshim Mischai Benavshay. Shem Yisosan Bidei Bezdin, Chom Mischai Benavshay. Ein mishalem moment shnema ve'im lo yeh osin onish yonish. Lo yeh osin. Yeah. Hakafan. So the Mishnah, this is what the Mishnah tells us, that the Mokarak is seen in the Gemara alluding to this, just trying to start with things to begin with. The Ikadin Rekele Min Abnei, right, is in the Parasham, Parashas Mishpatim, Chinot Zanotim, and Avuish HaHorom. And so the Pasuk says that Lo Ya'osin is Onesh Yonesh. You have to pay for the Mevel Olis. It's a momentistic Achiv, which Chazal see in the Pasuk, that if there would be an Osin, Lo Ya'onesh. Why is that so? And that's the mokar to this halacha of Kinle Rabbanei, Adin Deraisa, that in certain situations when a Chiyav Misa, the proper type of Chiyav Misa, comes in conjunction with the Chiyav Momen, so that's the halacha of Kinle Rabbanei, that the Rabbanei, the greater punishment, the Chiyav Misa, patters the Chiyav Momen. Like there is a kosher. In our mission, Tan of our mission is Mivuyir, that you need Mises Bezdin for this. Dafka Mises Bezdin. Like the Pasuk over there is talking about that were he to kill the Isha, that's the Chiyav of Ritzich, there's a Chiyav Mises Bezdin in that. Those types of aveus which have oinshim, which is not a chiv mitzvah bezdin, a chorus, according to the Tanah of our Mishnah, there's no din of kilim rabbinay on that. However, we saw in the Hemshech HaSugya, I think the Mora brought shittas from Rechunim HaKono, the Brisa says that he equates Yom Kippur to Shabbos, as far as doing malacha. We're one to do malacha, and at the same time have a chiyav moment. We're one to madlik as hagodesh b'yom kippurim. He's madlik the godesh shel chaveri, so he's being mazik someone else's moment, which under normal circumstances that should be mechayev him tashlumin. But hayes that he did it on Shabbos, the lesasa and komalocha, there's a chiyav mises bezin on that. So there's a din of kelei rabbanei. And he equates Yom Kippur, which is a chiyav koros. We saw in the Gemara that there's a machlekes, Abayi and Rava, quantum chimin hakonam, that he definitely does not need a Mises Bezdin. There's a machlekes as far as a Misa B'dei Shamayim. Chorus definitely patters. What's it that in a Misa B'dei Shamayim? We saw only more that machlekes of Bayin Rava, depending on what the Mokar, what the source of a Mechimna Akana is. The Gemara tells us that the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, what would be her case, where there's a Chi of Misabde Shamayim, with a Chi of Moment. The Gemara talks about the dinner of a Zor Shachal Truma. Zor Shachal Truma, over there is a Chi of Misa, it's not a chorus, it's a Chi of Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rashi tells us that the difference between the two is whether Zarei Nichros or not. The Pasuk by chorus says, Aririm Yiyu. We know Tosis on in the beginning of Yevamos has a discussion about this, and he brings Machlek Sushainim about it, as far as what the difference between Misle Shemayim and Kodesh is. Akoponim, the Gemara says that the Chilki is Zor She'ochal Truma. So you have two Chiyuvim over here. Mitzad Echad, the Zor eats Truma, the Chiyuv Misa. There's Issa Beheter over here. It's also for a Zor to eat Truma with a Chiyuv Misa Dei Shamayim. And being that the Truma belongs to someone else, so there's a Din Mazik. We'll see, Mazik, or a Gneva involved, that is a Chiyuv Mamon, Akopon. So that the Gemara says, that there'll be an Afkamina between Abaye and Rava. This is the case where you have a Chiyuv Mizdei Shemayim, there's no chorus, and so whether or not it'll pater is telling you on whether the Kilin Ramne was said by Mizdei Shemayim also quantum Rechum Nakonim. And this is where the Gemara brought us into now an important discussion in Kilei Renamne, and this is really involves a lot of protim as far as Chiyuvim Moment is concerned. So let's just touch on this a little bit. Okay, so right now we're learning the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis. We're sort of just, you know, making our way into the sugya of Kilei Renamne. Gemara tells us as an afkamina between Abaye and Rava, in Rav Nachman Akon, whether Chiyuv Mishmaim also patters Momen or Dafka Koris. Nafkamina will be a case when you have a Chiyuv Mishmaim with Momen, Zor Shachal Truma Shachaveri. And that Gemara asks the following question. Rav Chizda says that were a person to eat the chaylev shel chaver, so chaylev, this is a chi of kodes. That's why the Gemara didn't use this nafkamina over here. It's chiyuv kares. Everyone agrees to that. But he was talking about chaylev. So he says that if a person were to take the chaylev shel chaveri and eat it, so there are two chiyuvim over here. There's a chiyuv kares for the achilas chaylev, and there's also a chiyuv momen for the chaylev. Chaylev is mutmano, so it has a value. And Rav Chizda says that even though Rav Chizda kind of holds that chorus has the din of Kinyan Rav Nabnei, but in this specific case, not. And the reason for that is because the two chiyuv are not coming at the same time. Zokti Mora, Alma demi idna da agbe kanya, mischai benav shle hava ado ochale. Zokti Mora, you see from over there that at the time that he picks it up, Me'igna da agbein kanyum. He's coined it. Now, what's the relevance of the kniya over here? And what is the kniya that we're talking about over here? Right? The owner is not trying to transfer it to him. So what we're talking about over here is the chiva of gneva. The Me'ida Da'ag Be Kanya. Now the Gemara is using this Kanya to express the Chiyuv Mamon. Right? That's the point that we're saying over here. So that tells us something which is important, that in order to have a Chiyuv for Gneva, there has to be a Kinyan, or a Maisa Kinyan, Aldas Lignoiv, with the intention of taking it. That's what a Gneva essentially is. One's taking something for someone else's thing for himself. So even though on the normal Gedorim of like a Mechira or Matana, you need the owner to be Machnet to you. Over here, he's not being Machnet. This is part of the parasha of Gneva itself, that Gneva works with Kinyonim. And this Kinyon over here really, it's working obviously without a Das Machne. This is part of the din of the Gneva. The din of the Gneva is that the Dover HaNignav comes into the Rishus of the Ganav concerning certain things. And that's what the basis of the Chiyav Momen is based on. The fact that Kinyone Gneva made, and that's what this that he takes in the Gneva is Mechayev him. We'll get to you in a minute. Right, we'll just touch the Gemara. Amo de me'idna de'ag b'kanya. So the chi of momen is chal as soon as he picks it up. Omos chayv benav shli have ad ocholay, and he's not chayv for the chilas chelav obviously till he eats it, which is at a different point of time. So they're not coming together. The basis of killing our ramine is that we have two chiyuvim which are in conjunction with each other. Give truth that they're coming at the same time. So the Gemara is understanding that this is what Rav Chisda means to say, right? The Gemara there's an alma over here, right? Rav Chisda didn't tell us what the reason, what his reasoning is, but the Gemara understands that this is the reasoning. Once this is the reason, Hachanab, the Ag Vekanyam, Mishchab and Afle, Avad the Ochole. So, in fact, the Gemara Akasha, that granted that there might be a Chiv Kinnan Rabbine in such a situation, if you hold that Chiv Misig isn't, however, but it doesn't have the regular simple Gedorim of Kinnan Rabbine. Even when you have a Mises Bezdin, right, but they have to come together. And Zot the Gemara, that they don't come together. They don't come together. Now, let's take a think about this for a minute. We'll may help us in the Hemshech HaGemara, when someone steals something, right? So at that point, what is the monetary chiyuv which is chal? The hainu that, let's say the Ganav steals it, right? And he does tshuva, fine. So he determines the value, and then he sends a zel to the owner, right? Is he allowed to do that? Of course not, right? And then heishiv is the asher gozal. Kozman that the gezel is be'en. You can't just pay for it and keep that, the item. Now if that's so then that raises a little question over here. So at what point is there a chiyuv moment? Kol zman that's be'en, the chiyuv is on the be'en itself. Only when it's destroyed, that's when it turns into chiyuv moment. So now, when is it destroyed? It's destroyed when he eats it, right? So what's the Gemara saying here, right? What does it mean? That in the da'agbe he's chayav. But his chayv moment, right, and the chiyuv mis only comes later, right? I would after thinking about it, I would say maybe not like that. No, that at the time he picks it up. That's the chiyuv heishazel, the chiyuv ha'be'en, chiyuv be'en, and the chiyuv moment is only chal when he destroys the be'en. So this really, we have to know just a little bit the sugis in Bava Kama for this, really. Right, this is really just to raise awareness, this question over here. But right, when you think about this, and the truth is that you have to know the sugis over there. There are many details and things. However, actually, there's a Gemara Bava Kama, right? Gemara Bava Kama, in Ruba. I think Gemara talks about like this. Gemara talks about if someone steals an item which was worth, let's say, one zuz at the time and he stole it. And Gemara makes a difference as far as when it is not be'en anymore. Right? Gemara talks about Tava v'shasya. If, let's say, it went up in value. Went up in value, that's called Tava v'shasya. If he broke it or if he drank it. So the Gemara says that if it went up in price, then he's chayav the higher amount. It by memeila, if it broke by itself, right? So he wasn't the cause of that. So he pays kishas hagzelim. He pays right. The value was it was at that time. Oh, so Valio is over here, and we want to mention over here as we see in the sign behind us. That today's shir is dedicated to Ilu and Nishmas, Reb Shraga Zev, Reb Shlomo Halevi. I happen to have known Reb Shraga Zev, Reb Eliyahu's father, many years ago in Long Beach. It's a real Erlich Hayid, someone that Taka set an example for those who saw him in action. It should be Taka a Ilu and Nishmasin. Yeah, so we're discussing right now like this. We're back over here at the beginning of the sugi kili ramne. We want to be able to try to touch all pieces of the sugi over here. And we're discussing right now, the Gemara was just talking about this hechetim. So that's how the Gemara comes into Nabayin Rav, according to Chimen Akona, what kind of misa pater's moment, koriz dafka, misne shamayim. And the Gemara says the nafkamina is when if you have a case of a mitzvah de shemayim lechiv moment. Gemara says zoshal chal truma, and the Gemara asks a question on that. That fact the Gemara, well, such a thing doesn't fit into the regular gedorim of kinei ramne because the chiv has to come at the same time. Rav Chisda talks about a case of ochal chelav shel chaveray, right? Chelav shel chaveray, which. And that he says that there's no kilim ramne in such a case, because in the Gemara understands that the reason for that is because the two chiyuvim don't come at the same time. Why is that so? Because that at the point when he's magbiyit, he makes the kinyin zelim or like kanya. That's when the chiyuv moment is. But the chiyuv mis is not till later. They're not coming at the same time. There's no kilim ramne. So on that we raised a question. And the question was that we know that kol zman that the gzeila is be'en is a din of hesh gzeila. So there is no monetary chiv l'chayda, right? You can't even, you can't just pay the value. You have to give back the thing itself. So if that's so in these cases over here, when he stole some food item, right, it was be'en at the time when he stole it. When he ate it later, which was really the Shas Chiv Misa, that's when it became that it's not. Right? That's when it became not more not be'en. And we're asking the Chayyim, that's the point. The Chiv moment is Chal, and I said it should be Kimle.
But if there was, let's say, it got destroyed by an onus, is the Ganef Chayyim at that point or?
Okay, so that's what we're gonna discuss, and that's what we're getting at. Okay, very good. All right, that's what we mentioned. That's this Gemara Bava Kama that we're mentioning. Gemara Bava Kama talks about such a case where it was one value at the time that it was stolen. Right, the Shas Gnevel, it was one worth one zuz, and it became not be'en later. It went up in price. And Gemara makes a difference. What caused it to become that it's not be'en anymore? Gemara calls Tavar v'Shasya. It's something that the Ganav did, right? He broke it, he drank it. So that Gemara tells us that he's chayav for, right? So that's a shas chiyuv, the tavar v'shasya. If I'm a male, it's chayav one. So this is really what you're saying, right? Right? That if I'm a male, it broke by itself, right? It was, you know.
Well, why would this be a case of broke by male? Chaylev, he ate it.
No. What we want to bring out over here is that you see that ipa memela he's chayiv one. Now, if were it to be lechayra that at the time of the hagbo there's only a chayiv behavior akzela. There's no monetary chayiv, just an objective, we'll call it chayiv, right? And shein sense, and then so later on, what would be mechayiv him the moment? What's mechayiv him the moment? I mean, it's mechuyiv that he's mechuyiv, right? If it's ipa memela breaks be'oinis later, he's mechuyiv. Granted that he's not mechuyiv at that time, he's mechuyiv one from before. So that indicates something like that tells us something. That tells us that even though true at the time Kol's man is be'en, he doesn't have the option of paying it off, but on the other hand, that you see that there is a chiv, which is chal back then, in the momentous. Now the different ways how the achronim, maybe mashmoyis and rishonim, had to understand how this works. Whether you have you know two chiyuvim at the time, or. It's one din, but whatever it is, but it's mevuyer that lechera that taka at the time of the kniya that there is intrinsically a chiyav mamon, and that's why if it breaks later that there's a the chiyav is akoponim on the shas hagneva.
Is it clear if let's say we say it's a situation where there's Kimla Rabbana, is it clear that even if we say Kimla Rabbana and Yapata from Tashlumin, but you still have to give back the item of his be'en? Is that clear?
So
in a place where we say Pater, in a situation.
Yeah, okay. So that really is a sugya, that's the famous sugya in Ben Seirim, right? In Sanhedrin, Bob Machteris. Right, that's the sugi over there. That's mivuyer that kibli ravine does not pater v'heish of zagzela. Right, kibli ravine only pater is a chiyuv. Right, a momstik chiyuv. That's his chadish. But over there, right, it's not his chayv. It's pshat is there. It's his thing.
So then you do have to give back the item.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's the basis, right, of my. Right, what our discussion was in Hachanami. So this just puts things back into perspective again. That means now, and I just want to bring out a point that should come out that now when he eats it, right? So when he eats it. There, like the case of like we're talking about Tav Shasti, it comes out that there's really two times of Chiv. You have one time Chiv is the Shas Gneva, that's even if there's no Mechayev later, like if it's by Mimele, it breaks by itself. If he causes it to come, then there's a second Mechayev, right? But you don't lose the old Mechayev. If it went down in price, then you have to, of course, still pay the previous price, right? We're saying that if it went up in price, there's another mechayev to be mechayev you the higher price,
the additional amount,
right? Additional amount, exactly. So our Gemara is saying over here that being that the shas gineva is a shas chiyev, like we just explained and we showed that it's a shas chiyev, even though it becomes non-be'en at a later date, maybe at the time of the Chiv Misa, but the Chiv Mamon really is chal from before, right? And that's what the Gemara means over here, that it's not coming at the same time. However, right, in our discussion, if we're following, this is just like a bracket, extra credit over here, that, but it should come out that let's say there was a change of price between when he picked it up and he ate it. Right? It was worth one over here. Suddenly there was a shortage of chaylev, whatever, right? And it went up to four when he ate it. So and then it will come out that the shas chiv of the higher price, l'chayre, is when he's eating it, right? I'll just look at the Hemshach HaGemara. So then there'll be a din kim le'rabbanei akoponim as far as the higher price, right? So theoretically, right, we could have maybe, I think Mara could have said such a thing like that. He'll still be chayiv something. He won't be totally potter because, right, because he'll have the chiv of what it was at the time when he lifted it up. But it'll still be relevant the din of kim le'rabbanei if it went up in price, right? So what we're saying is that Rav Chisda is saying that he's not going to be totally potter because there was a value at the time when he ate it, when he picked it up, I mean, right? But really, for Agmar's purposes, if we're trying to find an afkamina, right, where would it be, right? The Gemara could have said, right, according to our current ideas, right, the Gemara could have said such a case where it went up in price, and that'll be a case where it's relevant, kibnei ravinei, right, because the higher price, the chiv would be at the time that it becomes, that's not been, that's when he's eating it. And then it will be relevant in the kinyan. It'll be nachmin tchina b'ayin rov. Okay.
Is there an iser for him to eat it then, or just the chiyav mamonus?
Yeah. Well, I mean, iser as far as
I guess because he should be returning b'ayin.
Yeah. Right. Right. You're not allowed to destroy it. Right. Right. It's not. Right.
But again, that's a separate lav, or like
a separate lav.
Is that a ma'aser gezeirah?
That's lachora just an assay
Let me ask a question differently. If he already stole it, is when he eats it, is he stealing it again? Like it's another amaisa gazela, or is it a hezek?
Very good.
He did a hezek.
Very good. Very good.
That's what you mean to answer.
Yeah, thank you.
So this point, kiyadua is a machlokes in the achrayim. Machlokes, I believe, it's says and the nesivus.
But this might not even be hezek. It might be a chisaron of the heshev as a gezel, which is an asay.
He's definitely being mazik. It's at least a mazik. The question is whether you look at this as a new thing by itself, because there's no kinyan exhal over here, right? Sort of, right? That's by a simple mazik. Maybe when you eat it, we see the more. Maybe there is such a thing, but like a tavra, that's more it talks about over here. Over here, this may be easier to hear But that's a shayla whether this is an extension of the gzela, right? That's one understanding of it, or else that it would be a mazik, and that that's what's mechayev this the higher price. But what do you want to know as far as
I was thinking that it could possibly only be an assay, not the.
Let's say that would be. But when we talk about the mamonis, we're not concerned about what is surim, right? When we say kinei b'rnavne pat is a chi of mamon, right? We're not really focusing on the isurim that the chi of mamon might have. It's also to be mazik someone's thing, right? Right, to be mazik the godish, let's say, right? Aside from the Issur Shabbos, right? But it's also you're being mazik, right? But that's not really playing a role. That's not what we're. Mm-hmm. There happens to be surim, in Chayshem Mishpat. If you talk about mazik, you make a gneva, you are encroaching on someone else's monetary things. There is surim in the alnet, but we're focusing right now on the Chayshem Mishpat, right? The monetary chiv. The chiv misa that we have for the chaylev, that's what, even if it was his own, he'd be chayiv misa. It doesn't have to do because it's someone else's, right?
I don't know if you can say this, right? But I'm saying that the chiv mamonus of Yehadamit, Sase, Beheshev, is a gezel to return a bain. Mm-hmm. Right? Now you destroy it, so if you're not really destroying something, if you already recon it, so you're not really being mazik someone else's property, you're just preventing you from doing v'heshev as a gesel, and maybe there's a monetary punishment you have for that, but it might not be part of the lav of nezek or of...
Well, so you see from the Gemara there that we just mentioned that if it went up in value, then you're mechuyev the higher price, so it is considered that you did something to his object, right? So when we talk about kinyonim over here, right, the kinyonim that we're talking about are for chiyuve gzela. However, it's still shayach to the bailim.
Like if you were to damage, let's say, burn it, tamun. It would fit.
One more time, if you were to.
To burn, you know, burn it and it was hidden. Right? So by Hilchos and Nezikin, you'd be pater. Right? But because you stole it and didn't return it, you know, does it fit all the halachas of Hilchos Nezik here? Or is it. Or is this a new category of.
Well, once you were kind of with Kinyan Gazeli, you're chayiv even on Onsen.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I'm saying
it's only relevant if it goes up in price. Right? If it goes up in price, then right. You want to know.
It went up in price, right?
Let's say it went up in price. And let's say, you know, he burnt it and it was in a situation of Tamun where for the Chiyuvim of Hilchus Mazik, yeah, you're not Chayv. That's a good sign. That might be an Aftamina, whether this Mechayv later is Mitam Mazik or Mitam Gzela. Right? Mm hmm. Could be, right? Point. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, right? We'll get to him. Bobakama, Samachay.
Isn't it a Kiddush, though, that we say that he's Koner Kini Gezela? So it sounds like it's his, but at the same time, he's Chayev to return it and he's obligated Hezek if he destroys it later.
Okay, so this idea, right? I'm just going to say it now, and then you have to allow it to sit by you, right? And you will have to get more comfortable with this idea. But the din of kinyan that we're talking about over here is that we find this concept as far as chiyuvim. The Torah could put something into someone's rishus in order to be give him the responsibility for chiyuvim, which means like this, right? Primarily,
it's not a kinyan of ownership. It's a kinyan of
No. It is an ownership, but the ownership is in order to be mechayev him, to mechayev him, right? What that is and the simple understanding of what that is like this: is that if I want to mechayev someone for an oynis, right? So how do you mechayev a person for an oynis? Right, the person does something, he's the cause of that, so that could be mechayev him. But, you know, for an oynis, how does he become achroi for such a thing? That the only way a person is achroi for an oynis is not that the oynis is mechayev, and the pshat is that if it's yours, you take the loss, right? You know, if someone bought something, transaction went through, right? You know, then on his way out of the store, you know, right? You know, but right, I need an oinus. We need an oinus. Like, you know, not a sheep, but a real oinus. Shame, you know. So he wants to get his money back. And we say, you know, like, listen. Once it comes into your shoes, then you know anything which happens, it's yours. It's your loss, right? It wasn't your fault. Fine, right? But that doesn't change things.
As opposed to a shomer kingdom, where by an oinus he would be plucked or
right,
because
right.
There was the Torah didn't make a kinyan.
And now, what I mean to say is that this might be the understanding of a shoyl, right? That we know an example of such a thing, right? Yeah. A shoyl had to understand this, but a shoyl is chayv ba'insin, right? So how is a shoyl chayv ba'insin? So the also more talks about this concept that it is, right, it was put into reshus is chayv ba'insin, right? This idea that...
But it's not really his.
So it means it's not totally his, right? That's what I mean, but the concept of nichnas l'shusay, there is such a thing that if it becomes not be'en, then we see that original kinyan that he made, right, it became his, and that's how he could take the loss, and he's mechuyev to repay, not for what happened now, but for the transfer of ownership, Right? Whenever it happened, whenever exactly that happens. Okay, that's just the
well, there's a famous Gemara, Gazav Lomdus Sayyid Shabbailim.
Right. Okay, so that shows that precisely this idea, right? That it's not a full transfer, not a full transfer. Now the truth is that there is a lot to talk about over here. The Gemara is a sakataytik in the Gemara over there that Kimle may be patters, even Hashavas Habein, right? What it talks about, that might be an indication of how the kinyan works.
But the maskara is not that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's just... Okay, so this is okay. And a number of these things over here will be relevant a little bit above a kama. Those in Yonam, Kiyon, Exela, Mazik, these ideas, okay, we'll just mention them briefly now, because the sugis aruches and the concepts are a little fine-tuned that we have to give ourselves the time to get into that.
Right, so the Gemara didn't raise this. You raised that as a question. So, I mean, what is your answer? The Gemara could have said, oh, we're talking about a case where it went up in price. So Zakim le Rabbani. So you're saying, is your answer that in hachinami?
I was not answering why it wouldn't work, right? Yeah, right. I was saying that l'chor that could have been for our purposes. In other words, what I didn't mean to Vavon was that Rav Chizda is still right, because Rav Chizda is coming to say that you're potter, right? So you're not going to be totally potter because they have the chiv from then. However, in our Gemara, I'm looking for Nachamin, right? That's what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
Right. So now, unless someone has a reason why that's not true, it would seem like the Gemara could have used this as an example, right? A change of price.
So if this is too complicated, when would a din kefil come in? Is that only if you deny that you took it? Or there's no din kefil by gazela? This would be a gazela, and there's no din kefil by gazela. There's only been by being eva.
I think it's by Geneva, right?
What?
I think it's by Geneva, but
maybe this is
a Geneva.
It says
Geneva, yeah.
It doesn't say Goza. It's Goza. Oh.
Is that negate the case over here, or
I guess what I was raising is that maybe that's what they mean, that the Chi of Mammon, if the Chi of Kefil comes at the time of the Hagbah, then maybe that's what the Gemara meant.
So, okay, so we'll have to see, because the truth is that the Gemara attack over there, that Gemara in Baba Kama talks about when the Chiev came from Val Vehez, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that maybe we could look at that Gemara and we'll see about that, how that plays into this. Right, but primarily we're talking about Kerem right now. That's what we're discussing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's see now the Hamishul Chagimor. Okay. So, but the Gemara is therefore asking a question that even if it were to be that we have the right misa, which is eligible for the kimle b'rabimine din, nevertheless, this doesn't fit the kimle b'rabimine because they're not coming at the same time, right? Which Agav also, once we're talking over here, we could also be more a question, right, or point that if Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda coming to say over here? Right? It would seem like Rav Chizda is coming to say that even if you have the proper Misa, right, but it has to come together, right? Yeah? So is there any reason why he's talking Hodra Michul Men Akona specifically? I mean, the idea that he's saying...
But he's saying it by Chelev.
But why is he saying by Chelev? That's the question.
That's
the question. Why is he talking about Chelev? Right? Maybe we'll have a hard time finding the case. But there's a little point that we can be murdered, right? Because what he's saying has nothing to do with Michul Men Akona specifically, right? He's coming to tell us that when Yechiv Momin is based, there's a gzela and then there's an isser, So the gzela, the chiv mamon comes at the time of the hagbah, and you know the chiv comes later, right? So you know it could be that maybe we don't have a hechetim, but we just be murdered that this has nothing to do with what he's coming to say has not under mchem marakona. That the point that he's raising is a general din of kirem nam lechayr that. You know, they have to come at the same time. And the
Shas...
But I think he's coming to try... And we said the nafkamina between Rava and Abaye is Misa B'dei Shamayim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gemara is trying to find out, but where's Eret HaKimta of it? And again, we see from him that they have to come together. So where do you have by?
You're right. We're focusing right now on Rav Chisda himself, right? Not in relation to how the Gemara is using Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda got up and Rav Chisda said, "You know, according to Mechon Akana, that if a person stole the chayv shel chaveiro, he's chayiv. Now,
right,
what's the reason why he's chayiv?
Right, but he's not mentioned. He's not talking about.
You're right. So I'm saying the question is, why? What's his point? If his point is that the chiv gneva comes at a previous time when the thing is destroyed, that's what he's coming to say. So then, you know, it does that have to do with mechim and akana's chiv chorus? Right, that's what we want to know. Right.
Oh,
that's
why
what I'm asking.
Why is he talking
to Chumina Kona?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
That's what we're asking. I'm just you know, it could be if you work things out, maybe we're not going to have a case just technically,
mm-hmm.
right? But the point I want to bring out is that L'chur, what he's coming to say has nothing to do with Chumina Kona
right.
per se. It just maybe you know he gives us the background for what he wants to say.
Does everyone agree that Kimla Rabbanei only works for Basachas?
Yeah, I would think so. We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara.
We have a Rav Ashi, which it can be two different things. They're not the same.
Okay, so we'll get there. When we get there, we'll see. Parashtus yeah. But on the other hand, the Gemara itself, right? We have to understand what is Rav Chisda telling us, right? And why is more need of his to ask this question? I mean, what didn't we know about this? What is he coming to? What is the more coming to say?
And you're saying that Rav Chisda didn't say this legabi eating truma as a nafkamina. He said it as a more general statement, and then the Gemara brought it.
Yeah, Rav Chisda was talking about Chumina Kana. He's coming to say, you should know that. Even though chaylev is taka is a chiv which can create a kinyan rabbinay. However, you know if what you want to talk about is goynev chelva shel chaveray, that's not going to give you the kinyan rabbinay because they're not coming together.
Maybe his whole chiddush is that the kinyan is not at the time of when he eats it. The kinyan is the chiv of mammon starts at the time he picks it up.
Okay. It's really the discussion that we mentioned before. Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
the whole chiddush of chizda?
Yeah, that's possible what it is, right?
But why did he have to say again? Why does he have to say it? If Rav Nachunya is only arguing on Bidei Shemai or Kares versus Mises Beistin, you know, Bidei Shemai, you know, And he's not arguing on Vasachas or, you know, two different times, then why would Rav Chisda come and say, you know, even Rav Nechunya is Moda by two different times. He wasn't even talking about two different, he wasn't arguing on that. Of course he's Moda. And his only thing was to say it's chal on a kares or on a bidei shemayim.
I'm with you. I didn't mean to answer that question. A different question was raised in between. That's what he answered. But that question, maybe I didn't. A different question was raised as far as he wants to know does anyone argue on this, right? So I said that I don't think anyone argues on this thing. But I did. We just pointed out. But the idach gisa, the Gemara seems to. Be open to another possibility, akoponim, that this should pater, right? Because the Gemara, has to ask the question from Rav Chisda, right? The Gemara, Rav Chisda is saying Chiddush, anymore ask the question, only based on Rav Chisda. So there's something about this case that you could have thought otherwise. Now that's what we just discussed before. In this case, it sounds like from the Gemara that one could have thought otherwise, that maybe there could be a ptur, and this kind of, when this question is not a good question, right? The Gemara brings a source. Alma, you see from over here, such a concept, right? What else would you think? So Rabbi was saying, good, based on what we just mentioned before, that one might have thought, of course you need basachas, however, one might have thought that the chiv is chal at the time that you eat it, because then it becomes not ben, like we really asked originally. Okay. Okay, that's what we discussed, but we didn't mean to answer the original question. Right? The original question, why he's saying this in Rechun ben Akana, right? It really has nothing to do with Rechun ben Akana per se, that you're right. We haven't said anything to explain that question. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we proceed a little further. Now the Gemara continues on. And the Gemara says as follows. Hochma eskina ki goyim shetochav lechaveh l'seich piv. Zog the Gemara that we're talking about that there was no original hagbo which could act as the shas chiv. We spoke before that the gneva, the shas chiv of the gneva, is when the kinyane gneva is made. And Zalka Gemara, Nochnami, this case we don't have that. Now, what is the Gemara thinking at this point? Let's see the Rashi. Let's see if we could follow through the different steps of the Gemara. Zokt Rashi, Shetochav Lechaveroi, Deloi Agbo, Veloi Kanya. So, there was no Agbo, initially, Veloi Kanya. Veloi Mischai V'tashlum in Ela Bibliyosoi. Ela Bibliyosoi Mischayev. So, there's no Chiv Tashlumin for an initial Gzela. Ela Bibliyosoi Mischayev Dimei Hanoyas Meyov. Now, Rav Rashi tells us like this, that what the Kavanah Gemara is, that there was no kinyan to make a gneva. I'm using that just word you know, loosely over gneva, gzela, not going into that right now. And therefore, we don't have the chiyuvim of gneva. Like you see from the Mishnah later on, right, that for chiyuv gneva, there has to be kinyan, like we mentioned before. That's what makes the gneva bichal, the halacha gneva bichal, and to have its chiyuv moment, as far as that's concerned, which is important to mention. And this is maybe what we've touched on before, that when we're talking about over here. Monetary chiyuvim for gneva. We're not going into the isurim of gneva. That's not so much the point. Right? The point over here is that there's a monetary hischayvus in gneva. That's what this is, and that's what requires the kinyane gneva. That if you want to know about, as far as the isurim of gneva, that might not be dependent on this. Right? It could be that the isur gneva one person could have even without kinyone gneva. Okay, so the Gemara over here tells us that in a chenami, right, what we need to have over here is that Hitaka was not kind it previously. V'loi mechayev v'tashlumin ele b'bliyose mischayev. So Rashi says that the chiyev tashlumin is first chal only when he swallows it. But what's his chiyuv? He's mechayit mei hanoas meyo, v'loit mei kuloi. So Rashi tells us over here that once the Gemara talks about such a case, that he never picked it up. So at this point, the Gemara is thinking that in a chanami, there is no chiyuv mitam gneva, The monetary chayvus is not midin gneiva. So what is it? Rashi tells us it's a new chiyuv, right? A new type of chayvus in momnas. Rashi says that he's mischayev the mei hanoas meyov. What mei kula? It's not chayv for the entire monetary value of the thing. What he's mechayev is something called hano, whatever he was nene from it, right? Which kitzutai means that he benefited from this, from his friend's thing, that he was nene from it, that he had a meal from it, or whatever it substituted, and that's so he took in a monetary value from it. The monetary value is the demei hano also. That's not totally in kinyonim, right? That's mechayev of hano of nene. Rashi tells us on anu chiv over here, and that would have been his chayev at the time when he swallows it, but being that at that point that there is a chiv chiv misa, so that's what Gemara means to say that he's potter mitam kin levis rab minei.
Two things. First of all, here Rashi says hanos meyov. Later on, Rashi says grono meyov. Is it the same thing, or is it?
Okay, so that's a little fine pointed there. I think there's a. This point might be a machlokes in the Gemara about this.
Second thing is, I think they discuss, I don't know the thing, but when it's tachav lo basoch piv, was it done with the consent, or was it done without his consent? Did he want the guy to put it inside his mouth, or did he not want the guy to put it inside his mouth? Because it makes a very big nafkamina. And if he wants to put it inside his mouth, why is his mouth not coated like a kinyan? So would kinyan only have to be in your hand? Why can't you be coated in your mouth? If he
you're saying it nahavamina, because that's what the Gemara answers. Taki, he bought it and he was coated in his mouth. You're saying in the hava mina?
The Gemara doesn't say he's coated in his mouth.
It says when he starts to chew it, he's coated.
He says coated?
That's what, isn't that what it means?
Safe, keeping the last a canyon.
Wow. Well, there it is.
But you're saying the hava mina, though.
No, but let's say he says to his friend, put that chalav in my mouth. If he says that, put it in my mouth, the fact that it's somebody else doing it, does that make a difference? If somebody else puts it in his mouth and he puts it in his mouth?
Well, if he doesn't do a mice, let's say he just says, put that stolen object in my hand, and he holds out his hand and he puts it
your hand is corner, maybe.
Right. Without any movement?
If he says.
Right, but that's the hand's considered like Dalad, right, don't he?
No, but he's Kona even before he moves it, or he has to move his hand? He has to do something.
I don't think he has.
Doesn't he have to do something?
Is the guy saying, I want you to do this? Or is he saying.
But you're asking concerning what? Which nafkamina are you discussing? A mamanis or the Chiv Misa?
Mamanis. The chiv misa is for the swallowing, and he swallowed, so it.
I mean, could it, when it says kanye here, could it be because of the nezek? Because again,
nezek.
Because again, when you put something in a hand, you're putting it. The hand's considered like dalet al dalet, right? If you put it in the mouth, so we see he's not kona until he starts. He starts chewing it, right? So clearly, it's saying that it's not kona because of just like putting in the hand, right? It seems like there's that the chewing is what's doing the kinyan, and I don't think there's such a thing as a kinyan chewing, right?
Okay,
but
okay.
There is a nezek that happens when you start chewing.
Okay.
So we're not up to that
step in the Gemara yet, right? So unless it's relevant right now, let's take one piece at a time, right? Now, the point that you're raising really should start a step before, right? And really, we have to ask this question regardless. That I mean, someone picked it up, right? So there was a chiyuv gneiva chal at that time. Right? So, so how do we understand what happened over here?
It can't be the original right? owner, right?
What?
It can't be the original owner.
No, no, so it's not. So let's hear, right? See, it would seem to like this, right? I mean, so if he asked him to do it for him, right? If he asked him to do it for him,
it could be a mice so and coat. Totally it could be a robot. It doesn't have to be another person. We're not focusing on the chavero. It got into his mouth without a hakpah. That's the point.
No, you're right. But what we want to know is that. But so who's the chiv to?
Again, if the person picks it up right. without kavana to be koneh, it wouldn't be a kinyan, right? If he puts it in the person's mouth. And if the person wanted it, we say
Ain't shliach l'dvar aveiro. Okay, so you touched on that. No, if a person picks it up without das to be kainet, but in a gneva you don't need das to be kainet. You just need das to make a gneva to take it away from the original owner. So I mean that's pretty much if he knows what he's doing, that's what he's doing, right? Unless he thinks that it belongs to the other person,
right?
But what are you getting at? What do you think about this over here? So we just want to know is like this. That original person who picks it up, right? I mean, I don't know.
Then the guy who has it in his mouth is not going to Kinyaganeva. Unless he's stealing it from the other guy, I don't know.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
You can't say that he's stealing from the other guy. The other guy's putting it in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strange type of.
We're not
talking about gneiva. Right? We're talking about nene, right? Right. That's the Gemara said. That's what the chiv would have been, right? Which part is him, right? But the question over here is that what happened over here? L'chor, what happened over here is. Is that if one person steals something, that's what Maslachar happened over here, right? One person steals it, he puts it into someone else's mouth, right? And that person would have, right? If there was no chiv, right? If this food wasn't osur, right? So then it sounds like more that there would be a chiv nene, right? There'd be a chiv nene. So what we need to know over here is like this. Is that? I mean, you see from the Gemara on the one hand that, maybe we'll see in the Hemshach Gemara about this, but you know, is the chiv nene dependent on whether he was done with his consent or not? The chiv nene.
There's a Gemara that talks about if I go and paint the Shlomo's house. So can I charge him for his house now being painted? Watch out, he might come home and the house will be painted one day. Can I charge him? So there's a concept that he might have to pay for the hana or something. There's a concept that even if he didn't want it and even if he didn't ask for it, and there's such a concept. No, there's something. Mm-hmm. You get hana from something.
Right. The lesser of the cost or the hana.
Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Right. Okay. So now, by us, right, that might be regardless of what's happening over here, because kipshuta, it sounds like that it's being put into his mouth. So this hana that he's getting, l'chayr is hana bal korchay. Nevertheless, that etzem he would be mechay for such a thing. And like you're mentioning over here, that this is not really, you know, dependent, because the safe call safe, you nana. That's what it is. That you got something, and it wasn't even though you didn't ask for it, but you got something. And the fact that you took in something, right, is mechayev of replacement. Unless there's a mechila in that. Then it's mechayev replacement.
It's not a replacement. It's hana.
Replacement for the hana that you got. Whatever we consider that you got in.
Yeah,
But is there a kimoi b'drabim mimei if there's no second iser? In other words, if you're paying for the hama, then you're not paying because of anything you did wrong, right? In other words, if, you know, when you painted my house, you didn't do anything wrong.
Well, not every time is kimoi b'drabim mimei hamamonos thing that you did something wrong.
But that's what I'm asking.
It's hamamonos chiyuv of any sort.
So that's I think that's a chiddush to say.
Isn't Kimla Rabbanai even if the mamonis is a chiyuv that didn't come through an iser?
What?
When I break somebody's window, I take a rock and I break somebody's window. I take a knife and I tear the shirayim, whatever. I'm doing an iser of mazid. But let's say I have a chiyuv mamon to somebody that's not. From an iser, just a few money.
Let's say Ravashi's case, where you know,
and
you were also buying buying something at the store, so you're not paying to pay for it.
I bought that diamond. Well,
yeah,
right? I don't have to pay for it. Is a chiyuv?
You're saying you bought something legitimately on Shabbos.
You want
a case where you're chayav misa. You have to be chayav misa based in.
Right.
But you didn't do an iser.
Right.
By the mammon.
Right.
So you bought something legitimately, and now you pull it out into the Rishus HaRabim, and you make the kinyan by pulling it into the Rishus HaRabim. But you didn't actually do a hazard. That's what you're asking.
Right.
Are you be putter on paying for that kinyan?
Right.
I mean, the way we describe it, it's kimoi b'drabim mimei is the bigger iser. The bigger iser absolves the smaller iser.
It's not a chiyuv. It's iser and moment. That's what it is.
It's not the moment is not to an iser.
I mean, aren't there like discussions like which iser is bigger? Let's say malchus or what's his name.
I don't think regarding this, but Kinyan Ramaneh refers to the Chiyuv Misa and moment. That's what it is, right? And whether the moment has itself, it itself has a private Isser, is not relevant to our discussion right now. It might be discussion to our discussion in a blat from now, but it's not relevant to this discussion here. Right? Unless your question is that that we only find if that's true, we only find moment which is incurred by being over some kind of iser in the moment itself.
I think that's how I always understood.
Oh yeah. Okay. So,
I don't know.
So,
is there an example that the Gemara ever gives where?
Yes.
Where
so the Gemara does talk about such a case of a mechira. Of a mechira, it's in a little different context, but the Gemara talks about such a case. Zreik Gineve Sechel Chatzeri, Gemara talks about such a thing. That's the famous Gemara over there. How the Kimle prevents the Kinyan from being Chal. Okay, we'll see exactly. Maybe there's. And it's involved. We're talking about really the ganav is selling it. You know, call that an iser. And I'm in process. It's a mechir in Kenyan kesef. I think that might be a source to this. But in Svara, it really shouldn't make a difference, right? Unless you're just asking that, so when the Torah talks about, it's mazik, it's gneva, it's primarily the chiyuvim are like that. So I would tell you that in Svara, I wouldn't think that this really should make a chiluk. It could be other chiyuvim which are heter. It might be because the nature of the chiyuv is different, like a halvo, right? Right, such a thing like that, right? That there's no kimle rabmine on such a thing like that, and this is the explanations why. But it's not because it's mutter. That's not the point. Okay. Let's just come back over to what we started discussing over here. That the chiyuv of Nana that we're working with in the Gemara right now is that. So we first discussed that even though this might be happening against his will, but that doesn't take away from the chiyuv of Nana, because the chiyuv of Nana is the fact that you're benefiting from it, right? You took in, right? Pashtus, that's the idea of the fact that, you know, you gained, you took in someone's monetary value, you have it by you, and he has the right to claim back. Now, that's why, as far as the Ikar HaMachayev is like, but what we need to know is like this, is that if I own something and I stick it into your mouth, then that lechur is a machila, right? So even though you're nana, but you know, I'm making you be nana. I can't turn around and say, listen, you know, you were nana, you know, pay me for it, right? There's obviously machila in that by me forcing you to have that hana. So over here, that's why it's relevant to know over here that if the first person made the gneva, so who is he mechuyev the nana to, right? So. But as you see from the Gemara over here, that even though he made the Gneva, nevertheless, but the Chiv Nene is not to the Ganav, even though the Ganav has Kinyonim, and that in Hilchas Gneva, the Ganav, that probably would be Mechayev of the Ganav. That would be like the step of getting of making an Ave'en. Right, he stole it. It was bad. Now he destroyed it by pushing it in someone else's mouth. Right, so that's probably also a mechayev on the ganav itself. But the one who takes it in is also a mechayev to him. To who? To the original owner. He still was he was nana from the owner's thing. As far as the halacha. See, this is that halacha. Right, that if someone steals something, and then another person eats it, so the halacha is rotz mizeh gaiver, rotz mizeh gaiver. The original owner, he could collect from either of the two. So there is a mechayev on the second person. Obviously, the owner can't make money on the deal. He's not going to collect twice, right?
But if he collects from the one who stole it, he collects the value of the thing. If he collects from the one who ate it, he only collects the hana.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. 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 So if so, say in this Gemara by us, what we're discussing over here just is that the mechayev for the nana that were the original owner to want to claim his claim of nana from the one who ate it, that's what the Kimle will pater, and this case won't be a case of Rotsim Izegaiva, Rotsim Izegaiva, right? That's what it'll be. Because that Chiv Nena, that would have been Chal, would have been patered by the Chiv Misa. Right? If that was
And in the end of the Moskana of the Gemara, the only case when that would really be is when he could return it al Yidei Dachak. Because if he could have returned it, then he'd really be chayav for the whole thing. And if he couldn't return it all, he'd be putter from the whole thing. I'm just talking about it, because that's really in this hub. I mean, in the end of the day, that case really gets that's the case that the hub. I mean, is talking about in the end of the day, really.
Mm-hmm. Right. One has to explain right what this is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what we're heading at.
Why is chewing and swallowing not considered one long maisa?
So one thing. It sounds to me like you're asking a question on the next line in the Gemara, right? That's what it would seem like. So let's get there. Zoch the Gemara. Saif. This is Moraz Kasha. Saif. Kivan the last day kanya. Zok the Gemara. Now the words of the Gemara is that lase kanya. The Gemara is asking that even in this case, true that there's no chiv at the time of picking it up because he didn't pick it up. But Zokh the Gemara, that you're thinking that the chiv comes at the time that he swallows it, which is the point of the chiv misa. No, still the chiv momen that there is prior to that. Even the last day kanya. Now, what does the kanya over here refer to? Now, we're talking about chewing it. Kivin delase kanya. Right? Now, what is this chiv moment that the Gemara is talking about now?
If it's a kinyan, then are we going back to discussing being chayv to pay for the full thing, not just the hana's meyav or whatever?
Okay, yeah, calls the achnis, right? Right, that'll become part of the question over here. Right, are we working with the chiyuv
mena? Because the havamina was the line before. We were not talking about a kinyan. We were talking about just that he has to pay for hanos meyo. He's not kohen.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So what is more mean over here? Kivin the last say kanyo. What is this chewing over here? What's happening at the chewing stage? That the Gemara holds that there's a chiyuv moment at that point. So the word kanya is a little bit difficult. That there should be a kinyan over here. What kind of kinyan do you have in chewing something? This would seem to be like a maisa mazik that was mentioned before, right? That's what it is.
A mazik is kona things. I heard of a kinyan gazela, kinyan neva. I never heard of a kinyan mazik.
If somebody said it doesn't make a full kinyan at the time he picks it up. So, but at some point, if there's yiyush balim, at that point it becomes his completely, right?
It's a maisa kinyan. It definitely is a ma'ase kinyan. The kinyan doesn't make it totally his. That's kipshutin what it means, right? It might be the cause of the eventual kinyan.
But when there's yiyush balim, then it's his legamri at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that like makes it so if it, destroying it also doesn't that complete the kinyan completely? You picked it up as not a full kinyan. Now you destroy it, so it can't be returned anymore.
What's the picking up over here? In this case over here, someone else put it into his mouth and he chewed it. So
to me, chewing is destroying. He's destroying it.
But it'd be like if you pick it up and then I smash it with a hammer. So that what happens now? Who's it doesn't become mine, right? We're discussing about that the kanya refers to the eater, right? So why is the eater kanya?
You're saying,
so you might be right that it might complete the kinyan of the ganav, right? And it's true, right? That's what the ganav really is doing. He's smashing it, right? Well, okay, well, we'll see about this in Hemshcha anymore, right?
So you're saying,
once
if you smash
it, it's no longer be'ed because it's not the same form,
mm-hmm.
And then if it's no longer be'ed, there's no chi of hashava. For the actual adra,
right now it's mom.
But what is that? How does that talk to the chewer? That's what we want to know, right? Right. That we all understand is that therefore the one who made the gneva has a bearing on him. But the chewer over here, what is this?
She's saying if you smash, you don't pick something up, you smash somebody else's thing with a hammer. That's hezek.
That's mazik, but it's not a kinyan, it's hezek. It's hezek, right, totally, right. But it's not a kinyan at all.
But if somebody picks it up and then you smash it, now there was a maisa geneva, and what was the smashing is like really maybe just a hezek, possibly, or not, or it completes the gezel.
Okay. You know, it depends on really who does it, right? That's how it happens, right?
Again,
Different person does it. It happened by itself. Yeah.
The Rav is focusing on the word kanya, right? And we understand that about how kimle b'drava mine fits in here, right? That just the lashon of kanya is what's bothering the Rav.
Right. We're just trying to see if we could figure out what is the chiyuv moment over here, right? We're having a hard time. I'm having a hard time in the canyon, the context that the Gemara said before, which sounds like it's gzela oriented, right?
Right.
I have a hard time on this understanding how the chewing is a maisa gneva.
Maybe because of individual shoes. And let's say if you smash it in the other guy, the one guy picks it up and you smash it in his hand, that's one thing. But if he puts it in your hand and then you smash it in your own hand, even though you didn't talk to pick it up, but
So how do you understand that? See, then this is raising maybe this other point. The fact that right now it's in his mouth, right? And at this point, it would sound like that, you know, at this point he's chewing it, so it sounds like from the Gemara it's in his mouth now, and he has the ability to take it out of his mouth. So if you want to work with that, you know, as being his kinyan gneva, we just have to know is that so where does the chewing come in over here? How does the chewing play the role? If you know if he's willingly keeping in his mouth, that's the gneva. Sure, so then it should be kanye just with that. Is there something that the chewing is do we mean to say possibly that in Ochanan the chewing is just the indication that he's happy with the fact that it's in his mouth, and really what we mean is the fact that it's in his mouth, like it's working like a yad. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Okay, yeah. Let's see. What do you have over there?
What you just said, because of Hamaram Shif, she'ain kavanas and gemara she'akinyan ba machmas ma'isa haleisa, ela shekimish lahotzia meipiv, ela himshach lelasa kana.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shkoyach.
It's not the Maisa Kinyan of the Isa. The Leisa is not a Kinyan. There's no Kinyan Leisa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay. Shkoyach. Okay, so we just heard from the Maram Shif. That's the Kavanas HaGemora over here.
Which I think is what you just said a minute before.
Yeah, it would sound similar to that idea. So that now what this
does that really say what type of Kenyan it is? It just says that because
that's they mentioned that being in the mouth, right? Yeah. No, okay. They said they're focusing on something else. Just that the Leisa is not the Maisa Kenyan, right? Mm-hmm.
The fact that you chose at that point not to return it by leaving it in your mouth.
No, when they sell the chametz, they try to do all the kinyanim. I wonder if they do this one.
Yeah, it will be
if you put the chametz in the goy's mouth, yeah. He's kone.
Yeah.
Machmenech.
Okay, but I feel like this. I mean, regardless, we're just trying to for the Loshon HaGemara, right? And you know, if we want to make a chiyuv gneva over here, we could talk about that. Going down that mahalach, so this would be, and I have to know also how this works. Some kind of gneiv min haganav, right? Because the first person with his hagbah, right? That he made a gneva. Now he puts it into the other person's mouth, right? So if we want to say there's a gneva over here, right? It was already stolen, right? So it's transferring rishus from the rishus of the ganav into someone else's rishus. Exactly how that works as far as gneva is concerned. I probably would have heard better that if it was mazik, right? That I would have understood better what this is, right? We just, you know, have a hard time with Loshon HaGemara. But in what the Gemara is getting at, that the Chiyuv Momen, right, was already prior to the swallowing, that we could have understood simply that Mitam Mazik, that once he's chewing it, right, he's destroying it, so that's...
I mean, if we're understanding that it's not considered destroyed just by putting it in the mouth. I mean,
right.
Personally, I'm not so sure I would want it back quickly. But, but doing a person doing a maisa, picking something up and putting something in someone else's mouth without destroying it, right? If he has no intent to do that, I don't know why.
Who has no intent?
The what's his name? The
original person,
Right? You know, the person, the putter in the mouth there.
The Magdia. Yeah.
Right.
So well, what's he doing? Does he know that this belongs to someone else?
Whether he does or doesn't, he didn't do anything to the person's property. You know, if he didn't do a maisa hagbah.
Why not? Isn't that if someone picks up something with the intention of removing it from the original owner's mishloach, that's gnevah.
If I'm in the Rav's house and I pick up something off his table, I'm not a ganef. If I put it in someone's mouth, then we consider that not nezek, I'm not a ganef.
Why is that so? I mean, isn't that gneva, the mere fact when you pick up something with the intention of taking away from the owner?
But I'm saying the taking away of the owner only starts when the chewing happens, according to
no, even without that, and any simple gneva, right? As soon as the person picks it up, right then the gneva is chal.
That's if the person plans to keep it.
So that's the obvious. That's what he's doing over here. The way he's using his gneva is by putting it in someone else's mouth. But that's a gneva. He's not giving it back. He's not giving it back. He never took it away.
He picked up something, right? He could have placed it on the table. He placed it in this guy's mouth. Placing in the mouth, we're saying, for you know, isn't considered the start of a kinyan, right? The start of the kinyan happens when the person starts chewing.
Granted, but what was the end of his story? What did he was planning on having it returned back to the original spot?
He had no plans.
So what if you take you go in somebody's house and you pick something off the table and you put it into their garbage can?
So
you're saying he didn't do anything. He just moved it from one place to another. He put it in the garbage can.
So again, maybe you're talking nezek here, but you're not talking geneva here. There,
really? It's not geneva.
The footnote in English says that hagbah works even in the owner's house.
Yeah, hagbah works in the owner's house.
If you pick something up in the owner's house, you can be kodesh kinyan hagbah. Other kinyanim don't work in the
right,
owner's house.
That's right, but that doesn't mean every time you pick something up in a person's house, you're
picking
up your
das to steal it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, that there's no das to steal here. He put it in a situation that's not considered.
Oh, so what was his kavana when he put it in the guy's mouth? That the guy's going to take it out and return it? I'm picking this up. I'm going to put it in.
He doesn't have kavana.
Shota is putter from everything.
Right.
That's it.
That's why we're not discussing him. We're not discussing that other guy.
Which guy?
The picker upper.
No, we are discussing the picker upper.
No,
he's saying.
But Yomar is talking about only the eater.
He's asking about the picker upper. He's saying, the point is when you pick something up, the das that you have when you pick it up is what determines what you did.
Right.
If your das is just you removing it, you're being matzal it because it's something's going to happen to it, you pick it and move it up, so that's obviously not a... But if your das is that somehow it's going to come to a hashchosa, that it's going to be destroyed, you're putting it in the mouth with an understanding that there's a good chance this is going to be destroyed, so then that's like a maisa geneva. That was your kavana. Even though Taka, that guy could take it out of his mouth, but you put it into a makam sakana.
Doesn't a Kenyan need to have das?
Das, so as we mentioned before, that for Gneva, you only need das for Gneva. Gneva means to take it away from the owner.
Does it mean taking it away from the owner? Does it mean acquiring it for yourself? Mm-hmm.
No, even not according to her. Definitely, if a person walks in someone's just lifts it up and throws it into the yam, it's a gneva. Right? You don't need that you're ending up with it. Right? Gneva is the fact that you take an aldas lahoitzim mishusay. That's what it is.
So then, what's mazik?
Mazik is without the kinyan. Right? If you destroy it while it's in that person's mishus because there was no kinyan that took it out, that's mazik.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy who's chewing is mazik. He's not being caught to anything. Isn't that what you're asking?
Okay. So that's depending on whether the fact that it's in his mouth is a ma'aser kinyan to make this gneiva.
If that's the case, then why does he have to chew it to make it a kinyan? It should be once.
So that's Maharav Shef is saying the fact that since it was put into his mouth against his will, so he has to show that he's happy that it's he wants it to be here. So that's what it is. The chewing is just a way of showing that he wants it to be here.
And that would be a kinyan. That would be a kinyan gezela.
Yeah. That's possible. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it his because we say king is there. That's not his.
Yeah, and not better than Hagbol, right? Whatever this was discussing in the Gemara. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if somebody picks something up. I see somebody pick something up that wasn't his and he steals it and he puts it in my pocket. And I leave it there. It's the same thing, according to Maharav Shef.
Okay.
The fact that I left it in my pocket, that's a Maisa Gazela.
For how long?
I guess as long as it would take me to take it out and return it.
you have 10 seconds? Yeah.
I would say probably less than that.
How my say, he's saying, if he's merely saying that it's just showing that I wanted to be here, yeah, okay, then it could be, then that would be true. There is taka talk in the Achoina about a Maisa Gzela, and therefore, just being in my rishus might not be enough. As a deek, maybe from a Rashi someplace that it requires a maisa. Rashi, I think, is talking about over there that an animal walked into your rishus and you were noyel, you closed the door, right? So that would be enough for me. Like in your case, just in my pocket, and it was there, you know, you walk out. That might require some kind of maisa.
If something blows into my backyard.
Right.
It's very windy.
Yeah.
So that make it that I'm. I mean, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to somebody else. It has an owner.
Okay.
So.
What's your intention now that it's there? Right. That's what we know.
So
right?
So according to Michael, I have 30 seconds to rent to my backyard and remove it from my backyard. Otherwise, I'm a ganav.
No, only if this is only if your intention is to keep it, right?
If my intention is to return it, but I keep it there for a month.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not a problem.
If you never had the intention to do it, then I'm
right. Like maybe Reuven wasn't over because his intention was to return Yosef. Even though Hitaka helped to put him in the boar, but he was only putting the mare as a shmira. So if you leave it in your pocket as a shmira, the guy puts it in your pocket, or it comes in your foot.
This one mentioned before. Remember, there could be two differences between being over and to have the parsha in the Chosh Mishpat, the mandatory obligations in Gneva, right? So it could be that a person could do something that might not have the kinyonic gneiva. I think the Rishonim talk about, let's say, by karkois. I didn't want to get involved in this, but right, the halacha is the karka and the gzelus, right? That's on the monetary aspect. But is there a sigzel on it, or there's no sigzel either, right? Okay, all right. Just bring out the point. Okay. Okay. And I'm just covering a lot, many sugis and shas right now. Right.
Yeah. Well, there is no six long karka.
There is and there isn't.
There is.
Okay. You have right.
You can't blow sasig bull reacha. You can't move the.
That's the le sasig, right? What about le sigzel?
The whole issue of losasig is that you're stealing the other guy's karka, but you can't steal the guy's karka because you can't be coded.
Okay. Now I see a number of assumptions there, right? You know, when we ask questions like that, we ask just for some basis from sources, right? And then you know, if you could bring the sources, then we'll accept.
But you think even though the Maharav Shef who's saying that it's lav dafka lase, mm-hmm. that it's just leaving in the mouth, he might also hold that you need a maisa, like so maybe closing your mouth.
You have to see how he says it over there. Okay. This is a finer point. I'm not sure if that's so much his point, right? But there is a discussion about this in the Achronim, mm-hmm. I believe.
Because if you need a maisa, then the Gemara's language comes back. Well, that's your maisa, like the closing. It's like the closing of the door, the lice.
Okay, but it's working in conjunction with the fact that it's in your rishus. That maybe just right.
We didn't answer one question. The guy who picked it up and put it into this guy's mouth, did he steal it?
Definitely.
So then he stole it. So then how can I have a kinyan gizela when I chew the food? If that other guy stole it, it doesn't belong to the
original
owner anymore.
So what is the din of goyin of minaganov? Right, that's what this would
well, yeah, I wasn't going right amount to minaganov. He put it in my mouth.
Okay, but we're explaining that with your chewing, whatever it is, right? You're right, according to this understanding, right? He's doing what constitutes.
Proper?
It's could be potter just from capable. For Karen, you are mechuyev.
You're mechuyev, or you have to return to the end.
Okay. You know what? This further sugis beis Hashem, but the camel goes on machel. We'll have to get to there. Okay, but it's in the family. It's relevant to know over here. All right.
After this guy chews it, it's not for N anymore, right?
L'chari not.
I don't know the Gemara over there, but what Tosfos says here is Gova Mizeh, Gova Bizeh.
Mm-hmm.
Is he only talking when that's Be'en? It doesn't seem that way. Gova doesn't sound like it's the end.
Right.
Remember, Weinstein said before, and you can even collect the Hanos Mayo, but at that point it's definitely not the end.
What were you saying about collecting Hanos Mayo? What? You
said,
could or you can't?
Gomez said, you can collect from the second guy, the eater,
right.
Even Hanos Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Which at that point is definitely not the end anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's not Gzela. That's a different Machayev.
But
right.
Then you said it in reference to Gov Mizev and Gov Mizev.
Mm-hmm. 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 We were talking about the Chiv Nene. Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I guess I thought that case of that. Okay, we applied it to that. But the case of Gov Mizev is where a Ganav takes it from a Ganav, right?
Is that the
and
case?
The original owner can be Gov Mizev or Gov Mizev.
Is that the case?
I thought.
I didn't think so.
Gazav lo yidnashu ba'alu hu ba'achir va'achlo. Ratza mizeh gover, ratza mizeh gover.
So what the chiv of the oichel over there is? Is it mitam gneva or mitam azik? Right, that's part of that.
Hanos meyav is neither of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. So over there, there's a machayev on kuloi, right?
And also by lasei. He's chayv on
right.
In our Gemara, though, according to the way we're learning, with the Gemara, Rashi previously said, I know it's Meir, but at this point we're going back to
Gneva, right. Gneva or Mazik,
and you
right.
You have to pay for the full thing?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's definitely
right.
What we're saying.
Hanos Meir is only going to be in the final case where he can't return it. Or he can return it, Al Yidei Decha. Because if he can't return it, I don't know. That's, you know what I'm saying? If he chews it, it's not Hanas Meir, it's the full gazela.
Well,
that's what the Gemara
said. I'm going to point on something that I said before. Hanas Grono, Rashi says, and Hanas Meir.
Yeah,
so Grono happens earlier. Meir is after it's a point of no return.
Right. Okay. So I have to look closer at that Rashi, but I think still the stealing is the chewing is the full stealing. I think that's what the Gemara means to say.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's why the Gemara continues. We have to bypass. We got to bypass the chewing, and therefore the Gemara says that in Ochanami, if he just put it into his mouth and he chewed it, then that would be mechayev the moment, before the chiyuv misa. So zok the Gemara.
And that's mazik or geneva. What do we come out?
So it would sound like the mamshif that it's geneva, and we say that even if that wouldn't be so, right? And we would be able to be madcha the loshon of Gemara of Kanya. There could be mechayiv of mazik here regardless. That's what we're saying. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara that he pushed it in Beis Habliya, so there was no chewing over here. Put it straight into the Beis Habliya.
That's a stupid question. Where is that? Is that the back of the throat? Like the back of my throat?
Someplace there. I'm not sure if I really know exactly what point.
Okay, not important. I thought because you've learned a lot of function and shchita, I thought you might.
Well, I mean, it's past the chewing places, right? Definitely past your teeth.
You don't need chewing anymore.
Okay.
That's the main point.
Okay, fine. All right, not important. Sorry, keep going.
So something more like this. Hey, chidami. Now this is important. Let's get this Gemara over here. So what the Gemara is saying right now is okay, fine. So zok the Gemara, and someone will tackle back like we were saying before, that the mechayev over here is a mechayev for the nene, and it came together. The chiyuv misa for eating it and the chiyuv nene both came at the point when he swallowed it, when it went down. And that Gemara asks like this: Hechidom idim motzi lahadura nedar. Fret the Gemara idim motzi lahadura. If it was at a point that it was still possible to bring it back up, nedar, he should return it. Now, what does Gemara mean with this nedar? And therefore, the Gemara means to say. And therefore, we're not going to have what we're looking for, the case of the basachas, that there'll be a p'tur, right, because of kimle. Now, why not? Right?
Well, why?
So let's see. Yeah. Let's see. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Iboyle lahaduro zok Rashi v'chilo yahadro mehi shaita ihu mazik lo." The Rishon Lav Midi Ovid V'loy Neschay V'Kohen Klum. So this Rashi, glad it has a little bearing on what we discussed before, right? Rashi says, sounds like Rashi is saying a little more than Rashi really had to say. Rashi is saying that if he's Moti Ladure, may he shaita ihu mazik lo. There's a mazik over here. What Rashi means to say is that there's a chiyuv which comes before the chiyuv misa. Right? What's Rashi saying over? Right? Zok Rashi, if he could, right, he should have to be mahadir. And those Zok Rashi, therefore, ihu the mazik lo. So what? So the chiyuv moment. Regardless, we had a chiyuv moment. Right? So what Rashi means to say over here is that Rashi means to say, Mahi Shai to Rashi means to say that the Chiyuv might not come at the same time. Right? That's what Rashi means to say. Now this is where it's a little more important to know what Michael wants to know exactly when's the point of time. You have it's a certain part that it's Motzi Ladur, Mahi Shai to Rashi says, so then there's a Chiyuv Mazik over here. He's being mazik. It's not merely the chiyuv of nene granted comes later, right? But if he could have given it back, and in that, at this point he's the one who's bringing it in.
He's not mazik. He's passive. He's not doing a maisa. Before we talk about him chewing, that's a maisa. This is not a maisa.
So we discussed before that the maisa before was. A mice for maybe for a gneva, right? Let's think for a second. I mean, according to the, let's say, the marm shif, right? That the chewing was an indication that he wanted it, and that seemingly made the gneva. So maybe over here you could ask that why is Rashi saying mazik? Let's have that same idea just at this point right over here. Rashi calls it a mazik. Okay, I hear that. I hear that point. Right, that's a ktas ha'ora. Now, what's the difference between here and there? So if it would be right that for a gneva you need a maisa gneva, and over here you don't have a maisa gneva, so that's why we're calling this a mazik, and before it was a kani, it was a gneva. That's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you know, without that, then you know, what's really
for
the difference mazik, between these 2 points?
A
mazik? No, I don't think there's any hilchus. As long as it's related to you in a direct way, it's not a groma. You could have been mahadir. Something. Let's just hear that for a minute. Something. Some put something by you. And he put it here. He put it here.
What is the Rishon Lav Midi Avid?
So now, so this is a second point over here, which we've been murdered. Rashi over here, Rashi. What does Rashi mean over here? Right, Rashi just says Chula Haji Mahi Shaita Ihu Mazik Lo. So Rashi, the Rishon Lav Midi Avid for Loin Is Chay VeKoyin Klum. Now this the Hemshach on this Rashi would sound like this. That first person Lav Midi Avid. Just think what Rashi is saying. I'll see what Rashi means with that. Who's responsible for what Rashi means over here is that we're discussing this that it became a non be'en, right? When it became nevad. That's this point. So on that, Rashi is saying that if it's Motzla Hadurei, so the Ibn Min Ha'olam is not related to the first person, rather to the second person. As I would think that when Rashi is saying that the first person, Lo Yavad Klum, I don't think he's just talking about through his Hagbo. That I would think definitely is still over here. The question is this over here. Who's, at this point, When he put it in at the point when it's Motzil Haduri and he was not Madir, so now a Mazik, Rashi calls it, was Chal over here, who is this Mazik related to? So on that, Rashi's saying that since it's Motzil Haduri, even though the first person put it into this spot, but since it was Motzil Haduri, so the Hezek that results from this is not the responsibility of the first person, rather the second person. And that's why Rashi is bringing this in, right? Because so Rashi is only talking about this. So were it to be that it was put into a spat that would be considered a mazik inside the first person, then the second person is not doing anything. If we consider a motzei l'hadurei a hezek inside the second person, it's only because the first person didn't do anything. He put into a spat which is not considered a spat of a hezek. Now, there is a little bit darkness over here. You have to know how this works exactly, because
even if it's Masala Dure, I'm sure it's worth a lower value than it was worth before this guy put it in somebody else's Beis Abulia. So the Rishon did do something.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think regardless the Rishon did something. With the Hagbo, I would think the Rishon did something. He was Mechayev Gnevin. So I don't think we're discussing whether there's any... We're talking about the first person versus the second person. That's what we're talking about. Right? The Hezek that's happening now, right, which is devaluating this thing, who is that related to? So on that thing we're saying, well, if it's a Motz Ladures, and then it's related to the second person. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, when is that happening? That's happening before the point of the Maisa Achila that's Mechayiv, the Misa, or the Karas. In our case, it's the Misa, let's say. Right? So that's the Gemara's question over here. Right? Zokrashi, v'chile hada mahi shaito. Right, there's a mazik. So it means there's a mazik prior to the chiv of the achilas truma. Zok the Gemara. Oh, 1 second. So now, if it's motz ladure neder, right? Now v'iloi motz ladure. Now this is what Tosis I think speaks this out. Chiv misa bol legamri. Fine. Okay, let's see. Taste yourself when it comes to the Gemara. Hakachon, but that's mevul. That the chiv misa is not till a later point. So zok the Gemara nochamul. If it's motel hadure, so fact we didn't gain anything because the chiv moment is coming before. Zok the Gemara. The other side, iloy motel hadura amai chayov. Zok Rashi, Eloi Motzi Lahadura, Amai Chayev. Rashi says, Amai Chayev Miso, Onusu. Now, in the Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara's first sad was if it's Motzi Lahadura, right? If it's Motzi Lahadura. Like Rashi himself spoke it out. Well, smat ladure. So then the hezek is not related to the first person; it's related to the second person, right? So l'chera we would have explained the Gemara. This sad that loy motz ladure. That's just the other side of what we just said before. So in this case, then the hezek is related to the second to the first person, not the second person, right? So it's not a question of a kimle because right, he doesn't have the chib. But Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara like that. Right, Rashi explains mitzad. The reason why this is not a kimlei, Rashi says, is because there's no chiyuv misa in such a case. If it's loy motz ladure, so then he's a complete oinus, right? So then there's no chiyuv misa at all on such a thing.
So does Rashi mean
it won't be a chiyuv mamon either?
Ah, so that's the question. What does Rashi mean? That there is a chiyuv mamon because there's no chiyuv misa, or there's no chiyuv at all?
There's no chiyuv mamon because it's also bonus.
Right, but he doesn't say that. But you're right. I hear what you're saying.
No, the chiyuv mamon for hanas meyav.
Oh, okay. Even bal karcho, maybe.
There's still hanas meyav.
When he's saying it's an
very good. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the chare of pshat. That zol zay mitzad the chiyuv mazik there isn't.
I think
right.
It was a footnote in English. It wasn't my own.
Yeah.
I don't want to take credit.
Very good. But that's the cheshbon. You know, the problem you heard before was the cheshbon is like this: is that hanoas me'ayim always comes together with the chiyuv misa, and you have the basacha situation over there for the kimle rabbinay. When the Gemara is always asking the questions that there's a chiyuv mamon before, it's mitam mazik, mitam geneva. That's what the Gemara means. So the previous step in the Gemara. The Gemara was saying that if it was motzi ladure, then you become mazik lay. You have the chiyuv mazik, which mazik comes before. That's what the Gemara meant to say. So of them, the Gemara he's tochle beveis habliya. So you don't have the chiyuv mazik, right? So the mazik is related to the first person, but akoponim that nos meiv is still referred to him. So that's why lechayra that hanas meiv, like mentioned before. That lechayre, as long as you're working with something which belongs to a different person, right? So the nigna, it belongs to the nigna. Like and as we said before, that's the halacha of goizel machil, right? If that person is nen, he's neschayv to the original owner mitam nene. That's nene, even if it's ba'inis. As long as there's no mechila, the cause of the chiyev. It has nothing to do with oinus and not oinus, right? The mechayiv is the fact that as we call I'm a money gavoch. That's what it is. I have your money in my pocket, right? Not a chilek halakid. The wind blew it into your pocket. In your pocket, it's still my moment, and I have the right to gain it, right? To claim it.
But this will be a situation where the original owner has the right ratzim izegover, ratzim izegover.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he can collect from the putter in the mouth from based on the
mazik, mitam mazik. Very good.
Or he can collect from the swallower. I mean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying very good. So when we talk about kinle renamine over here, we just mean as far as his chiv, right? That his chiv nene, he'll be parted from. So there's no rotsa mizeh.
But he won't be parted because it's ones. And since it's ones, there's no mizeh. And since there's no mizeh, he would be chayav to pay
amah. That's at this point anymore. That's what I was asking, right?
When it says ones, does that indicate that it was put in against as well? And we discussed earlier, was he asking mm-hmm. for
right.
it, or was he?
Right.
Right? So is ones here mashma that, or will
yeah,
we say?
Yeah, definitely so. Definitely so. As a matter of fact, that Tosfos asks on Rashi that if this is the whole issue, see, if, then he says, well, let's just say that case. You see that Tosfos over here? It would be the third Tosfos from when the lines get wider.
There's an E and then a V'I. It's the V'I.
Mm-hmm. Right, v'ile mas ladura ma'chayiv pish b'kuntis ma'chayiv misa b'kosh levi d'loki gun shemir tzayne minich loy litchayiv dash levade chayiv misa afagav lemotzi lahaduru. Tesis makes the cheshbon. Akopon, but you're right. Right now. Now, Tosfos has to learn the Gemara otherwise, and Tosfos has to show why that there won't be a chiyuv nene in such a case. Now, this is really more a shaila of nene.
Tosfos learns that my chayiv is going on the mamon.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Tosfos understands that even though the machayiv is a machayiv of nene, but if someone causes me to be nene, so the chiv is not going to be on me. It'll be on the one who forcibly made that nene.
Right, when it's not the end, right? Not specifically? Don't they make the chiv?
That what?
Ari who lo gazlo vada lo mechayev da afagav da imer gezel vlo yitnay shibaylim uba acher v'achlo ratza gomim zirarza yitza dafka lefish adavar gazel yeshno ba'olam b'sha'as sheze sheni gozlo aval hacha da b'sha'as sheze nene mimenu kavar hu avud. And that's why the second guy is potter. Am I wrong? Yeah. That way?
Right, that's what it says. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are some diktukim in the cheshbon over here, but there's a machlokes rashi tosfos in that on that front. So let's see if we can make it to the end over here. Let's see. Zoti Gemara. So the Gemara finally comes out. The Gemara says, the Mora says that the case is Motzil Dura De Adchak. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says as follows. Ade Adchak. The Inami Ahadra, that he could get it out of his mouth. However, if he would be Mahadar Mimasong, at this point it's already most, this piece of food, Bulei Chazi Labailim. It's not roy, not fit for the bialim. They can't have anything from it. Hilchoch migzol loy gozlo. Now Rashi over here uses a lashon of gzeilom. Right before the term was, if it's motzil adure, Rashi says you maziklo. This in Rashi, what this is. Zok Rashi that inam yahadra mimasov olichazi lebailim Hilkoch migzol loy gozlo. Amaiko mechayeves lei b'tashlum anos roinoi umeyov ha'ishaitoch yiv misa yikom. So the Gemara tells us, let's work according to the way that Rashi chedins the Gemara. That the Mamana Shalch in the Gemara was that if it was Matzi Ladure, so then there should be a Chiv Momen prior to the Chiv Misa. Right, that's what Rashi says. If it was Loi Matzi Ladure, on that Rashi says that granted the Chiv Momen might be there, but there's no Chiv Misa. So what we need to have over here is a case that it's Matzi Ladure to the extent that the Achila, as far as the Chiv Misa, is Shaykh to him, right? That he made the Achila, the Achilas Isser. However, the food itself is not, there's no Mechayev other than the Hanoas Meyev. So nothing more is telling us this Hechetimtsa. That it's possible that the other person who took it from the Bailim and he put it into his mouth, into such a spot, that right then he was mazigit deer. However, the original person, it's mimis, it's not choz lebailim, right? So as far as chiyuve mazik are concerned, that's related to the first person, right? What kind of chiv you could still have over here is the hanos mayim, which point of actually even ba'inis you could have had that chiv. And what the point that the Gemara is saying right now is that since there is a Matzi Ladure, the point of the Matzi Ladure that you have over here is not benegated to the Momenistic Shmuz. The Matzi Ladure, according to Rashi, is saying is benegated to the Chiv Misa. Rashi went before, it's like Matzi Ladure is the shame, so why is Mukhiv Misa? He's an Nenis in the Achilas Isser. And that Gemara is saying that since he could have been Mahadrit, regardless of what condition it would have been it, but as far as the Isser is concerned, he would have stopped himself from making Achilas Isser. In fact, he didn't do that, so now the Achilas Isser, whatever condition and Mias it is, it's not relevant, but it has a Shem of Achilas Isser, and that's why he's Mechuyiv. So we have both these Chiyuvim coming at the same time. We have the Chiyuv Misdei Shamayim for the Achilas Truma, which is he's doing since Seif Kol Seif, he could have been Mahadarit. So therefore, the Achila that's happening right now is he's making that Achila. And as far as the Mamasin is concerned, he's Mechuyiv for the name.
That's not called Bal Karcha?
Right, as long as it's Matzi Ladure, that's what I'm saying. Right? Matzi Ladure, the Bal Karcha means in the Maise Isser. Right? So he's not a Bal Karcha in the Maise Isser. You could have prevented that. So that's all you need as far as that's concerned. He could have prevented the Maaseh Isser, and now that it was done, it was done because of him. So he's the full Baal HaMaaseh as far as that's concerned. What he did it on. So since when it became not Roy, that was already something which is related to the first person. So then that's why we don't have those chiyuvim on the eater. The only chiyuv that the eater has is like the Gemara was trying to work out the whole time. That we knew the whole time that the chiyuv that is going to come together with chiyuv misa will be the chiyuv for Nene. The Gemara's kasha just was, but there are other chiyuvim which are coming prior. So that's what the Gemara says, that we'll make the arrangements that will have all of those previous chiyuvim related to the first person. And if that's so then the only chiyuv that will be left to the second person is the chiyuv of Nene, and that taka comes by Vasachas, and that's why we have the Kimli Rabbine. Okay?
Okay. You want to say shortly why Rashi says Nimzol lo Gazla in the second one?
Let's hear. What do you want to say?
I'm not... I thought maybe what I thought I heard you saying is that meaning before we wanted to say he switched to Mazik because there's no Maisa. And so he wasn't doing by low. When he choose it, he does a Maisa. So when there was no Maisa, he switched to Mazik because he's only being Mazik without a Maisa Gazela. And here, Rashi, maybe here there's taka, he's not doing either a hezek.
Okay, here's the mitzvah.
No. Maybe he's not doing, maybe Hitaka could have said hezek, he could have said either one. He's not doing a maisa hezek and he's not doing a maisa gazela. And Rashi just chose that one. I guess that's.
He's referring to. It was already mimasa. If it wasn't mimasa, then that's what the previous stage was. Bechilo yahader mehishaita yihu mazik. That's the other side of what he's talking about here.
She's saying he really should hear similar thing. Not only is he not guzzle, really he's not even mazik.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lesson he should have used. So why didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the Hanas Grono may have considered a Hezek? I guess not really, right?
Or right, is, right. We're not relating to the Hezek, right? With the Hanas Grono is just what he took in, right? We're not looking at as far as the Hefz is concerned. Right? That's a different kind of Bechayev. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's more like the Memani Gaboch idea.
Right. Fine. So you shut down my two possible answers. So when you have it, you see something different.
No. Yeah. So that was the question. That's something that needs explanation in the Deek Haloshen of Rashi. Why?
Right.
I don't have what to offer you.
I ask an interesting question.